showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. That's ahead of the nicest front so far this fall, with beautiful air on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. This shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge that Jamal Khashoggi was killed during a botched interrogation. They will further claim Khashoggi's interrogation was only supposed to lead to his abduction from Turkey, and that those involved will be held responsible.
The president flew to the Florida Panhandle to see for himself the devastation from Hurricane Michael.
Brutal cold sweeping across the country, early signs of winter, snow on the highway causing accidents in Geneva, Nebraska.
Senator Elizabeth Warren releasing DNA test results to back up her claims of Native American heritage.
From St. Louis, a confrontation caught on video, a white woman blocking a black tenant from entering their apartment building, demanding proof that he lives there.
I want to know who you're going to see.
Just follow me all the way to my door.
Once one of the nation's largest retailers, Sears has filed for bankruptcy. It's the end of an era.
Nearly $1 billion up for grabs. The Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots. Mega Millions, $654 million, the second highest jackpot.
Struck him out looking. Milwaukee wins it 4-0.
The last time the Dodgers were shut out at home in the postseason, the 83 NLCS.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then also, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, and that is open to eligible for any caller. Any caller for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Now, what is that made up of? Whatever you choose at Sweet Creek Farm Market, up to a value of $60. It is a great deal, and you can go make it all Cuban sandwich. You can make it all watermelons. You can make it all whatever. Or you can get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and put it all together so you'll get fat. Nope. This ought to have that in there. Maybe get the cake, get the chocolate. I wouldn't. Mm. If you're trying to get a full cake and eat that by yourself, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. They have the smaller cakes now. They have the half cakes, too. But they are really good. The caramel cake is one of my favorites. And I'm not sure if they still have the watermelon cake. That was really, really, really good. Okay, so let's see. We need to finish up one more piece on Lindsay.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is let me kind of set this up. This is he's going to hit the Elizabeth Warren thing, and Trump is getting better. This is, I tell you what, Lindsey Graham is like he's a freed man, and he's a completely different person. People really like him a lot better. I mean, he was funny and cute before, but he has a humor with a level of confidence that a policy that he's really getting into. I'm not sure what the influence was of John McCain on Lindsay, but he seems to be a different man now. Let's listen to him.
The top stories in the world right now, Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
DNA test. She could be anywhere from 164th to 1,000th Native American. You have a challenge.
I'm going to take a DNA test. All of you have. I've been told that my grandmother was part Cherokee and Indian. It may all be just talk, but you're going to find out in a couple of weeks because I'm going to take this test.
You are going to take it.
I'm taking it, and the results are going to be revealed here. This is my Trump moment. This is reality TV. I'm dying to know. I'm dying. You know, I didn't really think much about it, but she's less than 0.1%. I think I can beat her.
Right, and if you do beat her, will you ask for $1 million from the president, too?
No, I want a casino and a million bucks.
Casino's on the line.
Real quickly, Pastor Brunson, he's from North Carolina.
God bless him.
Came back. What's your reaction?
Well, I met with Erdogan about 3 months ago. The president did a great job. He should never have been in jail. I'm glad that's behind us. Better days with Turkey, Saudi Arabia. The only way you're going to have a better day is to clean up this mess they created.
Big story is the president's getting better and better being president. Have you seen this?
He told me he was getting better.
Yes. I thought that was good. Let's go to the phones and go to Beverly. Beverly, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm really good.
Good. I just want to be in the drawing for the Sweet Creek. I've called several times, but I haven't won it yet, so I just want to win it.
You just want to keep going.
I do. I'm going to keep calling until I win it.
Okay, let's do this. Great, Beverly, give me your month and day of birth.
2/3.
2/3, that's easy enough to remember.
Yep.
Beverly, we've got you in for the drawing. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have, and it's wonderful.
It is a great place.
I bought some honey there, and I bought some salsa there, and I bought a bunch of stuff. My daughter went this past weekend to all their little festival for the kids.
That's good. Let me tell you, wasn't that fun?
She said it was. I didn't go, but she did.
Well, good luck.
The kids loved it.
Yeah, I know. They really did the hay rides and all that kind of stuff. It's such a kid-friendly place.
It is. It is.
Beverly, thanks for calling. We've got your name in for the drawing.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Beverly.
Bye.
Bye. Ta-ta. And Lindsey Graham is really feeling comfortable with himself. I like that.
Did we ever do number two here? I'm talking about the Kavanaugh effect.
No, we did not.
Because Lindsey Graham is getting better.
He is getting better. And the Kavanaugh effect, he gets pretty, he puts it out there for the Dems. Let's go.
As we look to the midterms in a couple of weeks, a couple of weeks ago,
right.
You were front and center with the Kavanaugh hearing.
Yes.
And America looked in, and it seemed like the Republican Party was galvanized.
Yeah.
Going
they looked in and saw me pissed.
You were.
Yeah.
Indeed. The big question is, does that momentum carry you through?
Without a doubt. This election now is down to simple things. Are you for what they did to Kavanaugh? Are you for having your government run by a mob? Are you for sort of a rule of law, persons presumed innocent? What kind of country do you want, and who do you want to run it? Do you want these people who spit on me and yell at me being in charge, or do you want a more orderly process? Judge Kavanaugh represents the best in our legal community. He was treated like garbage, despicable, and I hope they pay a price.
Who spit on you?
Oh, people out in the hall.
Seriously?
Yeah, spit at me.
Hazmat units went into Senator Susan Collins' office, I understand.
Crazy. Like walking outside last night, you know, every nine people are pretty nice. The tenth one wants to pick a fight. I've never seen it like this. I did impeachment. I've never seen it like this. They're going nuts on the other side. The only thing they have left is to yell at you and intimidate you. That's what this election's about. If you want people running the country who will give in to that, then vote Democrat.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
Is it worth it, Senator?
Oh, absolutely.
Why do you do it? Why do you press on?
Go to Afghanistan. Go to Iraq. These guys and gals over there are keeping terrorists from coming here. I am trying to make sure that conservative judges get on the court when we win. I voted for Sotomayor and Kagan. When they win, they get to choose. We won. He picked the best person on the list, Brett Kavanaugh, and they tried to destroy his life, and I hope it blows up in their face.
He's also, his passion level is much higher than it used to be. And I like that about him. Okay, so now let's move into the Elizabeth Warren issue. So Elizabeth Warren, I mean, I'm telling you what, she just totally messed this thing up. And so let's do the Elizabeth Warren DNA test is useless. This is CBS This Morning.
Massachusetts Senator and possible presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren released results of a DNA test she says proves she has some Native American heritage. President Trump has mocked Warren's ancestry claims and derisively referred to her as Pocahontas. Ed O'Keefe is in Washington with this one.
The campaign-style video seeks to directly address questions about her Native American heritage. It's a controversy that's dogged Warren ever since she first ran for the Senate 6 years ago. And the new push is just the latest sign that she's actively preparing to run for president in 2020.
He owes the country an apology.
President Trump didn't back down from his attacks on Warren.
What's the percentage? 1/1,000?
Who released a video made with him in mind.
The president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
Warren enlisted a Stanford University DNA researcher for the test.
The facts suggest that you absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
The report suggests Warren has just a trace of Native American heritage, but she first publicly identified as such in the late 1980s.
Then Pocahontas, and I have none.
The controversy has made Warren an irresistible target for the president.
They call her Pocahontas.
And Pocahontas was up, and she was so angry. The biographical video,
I used my mama's grit to get through commuter college and law school,
comes after Warren said she would look at running for president, setting her up as an early 2020 opponent for the president.
I'm going to get one of those little kids.
Who's already practicing for a matchup.
We will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian.
Warren wants the president to make good on that bet, tweeting he should send the check to charity. But Mr. Trump imposed some conditions.
I'll only do it if I can test her personally. Okay, that will not be something I enjoy doing either.
Warren criticized the president for that response in a 28-tweet storm of her own, calling the president a bully who scares easy. And we should note that the Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying that her use of the DNA test is inappropriate and, quote, undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage.
Yeah, the Cherokee Nation shot her down. I mean, shot her down. There's going to be a guy who's a congressman who lives on the Cherokee Nation property land, and he just tears her up. Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa B. Papa B!
Hey.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm going to launch a new Me Too movement.
Neum Indian too. You know, then send me some wampum. I tell you, this is, you know, 0.08% or whatever it is, which means basically you're not an Indian.
Okay. Well, you're going to hear there's one guy who's going to be talking about there was a national survey, and she has half of what a national survey says everybody has. So she is totally screwed up on this thing, totally screwed up on it.
She really, really did. I mean, that smirky smile that she had on her face in that stage interview that, you know, they did, probably shocked out, you know, all kind of genealogy folks to find one that would finally tell them what they wanted to hear, you know, which they even had to, as I understand it, use DNA results from Mexico and South America to even have a shot at her having some sort of Native American heritage. You know, it looks like she's the last of the Gochitum tribe to me.
Whoa. There's an insult in there somewhere. That was pretty good, Papa B.
Oh, thank you very much. I thought long and hard.
I like that.
You know, but really, it, you know, just like you said, by their standard, well, hell, everybody's an Indian, you know. Just about, you go test anybody after, you know, they've been here, what, 4, 5, 6 generations, and they might have some sort of Native American blood in them somewhere or other, you know. So that doesn't really qualify, and it is blowing up in her face big time, and I am so happy.
It really is. She's being criticized by Democrats, she's being criticized by Republicans, she's being really criticized by her opponent in the Senate race in Massachusetts. I mean, this is inept politics. Whoever is advising this lady, and she kind of flies by the seat of her pants, but that was a tactical mistake.
Well, I think they were trying to go ahead and get it out, you know, since it would dog her through any kind of national election that she would be in.
So you're going to get out some information that basically says you're not an Indian.
No, well, what choice did she have, though, really? You know, she was either going to be dogged with it from now on or try to somehow bass-ackwardly prove that she had some Indian blood in her somewhere on down the line. You know, there's probably not really good options there.
Yeah, but the statement that she made about her mom and dad had to go elope because the family didn't want her mother, who was from the Cherokee Nation, and that was stupid. That was stupid.
It is laughable. And I tell you what, I hope Trump and everybody else makes as much fun of her as they possibly can, because she was so elated on that phone interview, you know, and then wanted to run out and tell everybody, oh, it's true, it ain't true, honey. You ain't got it, you know. And so I hope that, you know, they carry all of her nonsense straight to the bank electorally, and I hope she runs. I think that'd be great.
I hope she does too, because this particularly when you start dividing up the socialist kind of, you know, piece of the equation, I think she and Bernie Sanders would really dice that up, and I think it would bring a focus on socialism that would not be a positive focus.
You know, and I think I talked to you about this last time, but, you know, the Republicans have such a deep bench to choose from for a potential president, and the Democrats are really, really shallow right now, and what they have to choose from does not look good at all. I mean, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, what, Kerry, Biden. It ain't looking good for them, Ben, 2 years in.
Well, they think it looks great because they think because Trump is so unpopular that whoever gets the nominee will float in. That's their genuine belief.
Let them keep telling themselves that, because it ain't true. I don't believe. So, but anyway, Dan, tell me about the midterms here. Please bring me some peace of mind.
Let me do this. Let me go to a break, and I'll come back, and we'll discuss that, okay?
All right, sure.
Going to be back with Papa B. more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
It's been getting so hard living with the things you do to me. My things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want a money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go back to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging on for me. I appreciate it. You want to know about the midterms, and here's how it kind of sizes up. Right now, I think we can pick up 3 U.S. Senate seats. I think we'll keep Arizona, we'll keep Nevada, we'll definitely keep Tennessee. I think we have we'll pick up North Dakota no matter what. I think we'll pick up Indiana, Missouri, and possibly Florida, possibly Montana. But you could see anywhere from 53 to 55 U.S. senators. 54 would be a strong number.
Yeah, but now, what I don't really understand, Dan, you know, you can explain it to me. Why is it that we have such a great possibility of picking up Senate seats, but the House seems to be, by all reports, in such jeopardy?
That's a great question, and here's kind of the simple answer. Those seats that I mentioned are in basically red states, and so the leaning goes towards the Republican. The other thing is the Kavanaugh vote basically solidified those votes, and because it's a U.S. Senate and U.S. senators confirm and judges, and so that is very important to people in those areas. So when you look at what do you like, dislike about Claire McCaskill, her vote, her no vote on Kavanaugh is really weighing in on her. Same thing with Don Lee. Clearly the same thing with Heitkamp, and I think it's the same thing in Nelson, but Nelson's got some other issues that are there. But that's what's driving that. Then you get to a congressional district, and congressional district has got this kind of suburban feel to it, and where Trump does not do well is in suburban, in states like California, even in Orange County, which is typically very, very, very Republican. But what we have to hope is that the Dems don't show up there. But you could be anywhere from losing 15 seats in the House to losing 40 seats in the House.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I hope it doesn't turn out that way. I hope they can hold on to it. And I got to think that, you know, if you get a lot of people turning out for the Senate races, that will, you know, go ahead and mitigate turning out for Senate races on the conservative side, mitigate a lot of the Democrat vote, too, for the House races. Because I don't think they're going to split their vote. I don't see how somebody say that's going to vote for a real conservative senator would go in and split their vote for a, you know, liberal or moderate Dem.
Yeah, and the problem isn't in the red states in the congressional seats. It's in the states that are purple or deep blue. That's where the problem is. California being, you've got basically 9 House seats that are in jeopardy there. 4 of them are probably going to be lost. You've got Minnesota where we might pick up one, but Pennsylvania, we could lose 2 there. Florida, we could pick up 2.
I got you. Okay. Well, Dan, thanks for that. I appreciate you filling me in on it, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B. Appreciate you. Do I have time to go to Ken? Ken, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dano.
Whoa, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Tell me about your Panama City house.
So far, as we're going down tomorrow, hopefully.
Has anybody sent you a picture or anything?
No pictures, but we've had two or three third and fourth hand reports. 2 eyewitness walked the street back when there were a lot of limbs and a lot of trash, but no structural damage that they could see.
How close were you to? Are you to St. Andrews Bay?
Gosh, let's see, 22, about 12 miles, I guess.
12 miles.
12 or 14.
In
west.
12 miles into the interior.
No.
12 we're miles down.
Yeah, we're 2 houses off of Front Beach Road at Laguna Beach.
Oh, okay. I know where you are.
Sunnyside.
Okay, I know where you are.
Yeah, and that storm was on a beeline for Laguna Beach until it finally made its little 15-20-degree jog. But the poor people in Panama City and just east, as you know, and an awful lot of those people are residents and working people. A lot of retirees too, but a lot of working people. And they are just wiped out for the next 2 or 3 years minimum. We're certainly very sympathetic and been praying for them.
Yep, it's a tough situation here, and I understand Mexico Beach is just a disaster.
Oh, gosh. It's, we've got a couple of friends over there with vacation places, and I'm sure they're gone. They're long gone. About our Harvard professor lady, who's a U.S. senator from Massachusetts, is there anybody, you or Joey, or anybody in your audience that's surprised that she does not have a basic understanding of fractions and statistics, and she takes 1 in 1,024 as proof of anything? And you said, based on this, you said she's flying by the seat of her pants. Have you looked lately? She hasn't got much foundation to fly on. She's in trouble.
That was good, Ken. That was good.
Joey, I want you to tell your roomie to be careful about digging too far back into his family tree.
Mm-hmm.
I may have told Dan this. I'll repeat it. Keep your finger ready. If you think one word stands bleeping, then do so. I personally don't think so. It's used regularly, and even the people involved use it. But it involves my oldest son's immediately future father-in-law, biggest Auburn fan, big guy, big heart, and a great fan, and a great man. He, at the engagement dinner, he stood up and said, "Ken, I think it's time for you to know something about our family if we're going to be related by in-laws. And so far as we can determine, looking back in our family tree, we've not had any crooks, convicts, queers, or crazy people. We did have a cousin, a distant cousin, that went to the University of Alabama once."
Oh, no.
Knowing that I was an ardent Alabama fan, a graduate of one of their graduate schools, but he, as is typical of 99% of Auburn fans, including my sons, he adamantly is opposed to the University of Alabama. Good rivalry.
Good. That was a good toast, I'm sure.
It was. I enjoyed it.
So you're heading down. You're heading down when to PC?
Tomorrow.
So can you get in?
Yeah, we've checked with people that have gotten in. A couple of days ago, they were requiring some sort of proof of ownership or residence. And from what we understand yesterday, at least on 79, 77, and maybe 331 also, I'm not sure about it, they are not requiring it. They still have a curfew, dusk to dawn curfew, I think, through the whole beach area.
Well, drive
safely. Which is highly advisable.
Drive safely and give us a report when you get back.
Will do. Thank you, Dan.
Take care. Here's on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Belly fever, made me feel right.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. A Turkish official says police searching the Saudi consulate in Istanbul found evidence that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed there. He visited the consulate 2 weeks ago, but no one saw him come out.
We're going to demand answers. The world deserves answers. And the president and I and our administration are going to continue to call for answers to see that those responsible are held to account.
Vice President Mike Pence. The search continues for a Wisconsin girl missing since her parents were found dead in their home yesterday. Authorities believe 13-year-old Jamie Kloss did not leave on her own.
Every second counts in this case. When a child like Jamie is missing, we ask you to observe this behavior and report it to us.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. Countdown to the third largest lotto jackpot in U.S. history. Tonight's Mega Millions prize surging to $667 million. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Could see some spotty showers ahead of a frontal system today. Partly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-80s. Low tonight, well, turning cooler. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow's high around 76. That's nice. Slight chance for a leftover shower. Partial sunshine. Mid-50s Wednesday night. Then Thursday, a nice day. Lots of sun. High 77. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. That's ahead of the nicest front so far this fall, with beautiful air on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's finish up this Elizabeth Warren story.
I've got more Indian blood in me than Pocahontas, and I have none.
The controversy has made Warren an irresistible target for the president.
They call her Pocahontas.
And Pocahontas was up. And she was so angry.
The biographical video,
I used my mama's grit to get through commuter college and law school,
comes after Warren said she would look at running for president, setting her up as an early 2020 opponent for the president.
I'm going to get one of those little kids.
Who's already practicing for a matchup.
We will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test that it shows you're an Indian.
Warren wants the president to make good on that bet, tweeting he should send the check to charity. But Mr. Trump imposed some conditions.
I'll only do it if I can test her personally.
okay? That will not be something I enjoy doing either.
Warren criticized the president for that response in a 28-tweet storm of her own, calling the president a bully who scares easy. And we should note that the Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying that her use of the DNA test is inappropriate and, quote, undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage.
This one just totally blew up on her. Yeah. And even the media is having kind of a hard time with it. I mean, they're not giving her a pass on it, but they're kind of getting it going here. It is really something to watch this whole thing go down. 272-9228. Reminder, this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram, Lynn, Danielle, Eric, the whole gang. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Eldon, is that correct? Hey, Eldon, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, man. Hey, Joey. I took one of those tests a couple of years ago, and I'm like 1/1000th beagle.
That one kind of fools you, huh?
Well, that's a quick hit by Eldon. That probably explains why he bays at the moon at night.
I like that. That was good. Let's see here. Let's go to Sean Hannity talking to John Solomon last night about things that are coming up.
Joining us now, former Trump campaign aide Carter Page himself, also The Hill's John Solomon. John, we have one other little piece here in the FBI. We know that Andrew McCabe is under a criminal investigation. Now he's also being investigated for leaks as it relates to General Flynn. And by the way, those leaks we knew from the get-go were illegal because that was, we all know, surveillance, unmasking that never should have happened or leaked in the first place.
Yeah, there's some new documents out tonight, Sean. The FBI released them on their public information site, The Vault, and they reveal for the first time that there was an investigation of comments allegedly made by the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, about President Trump and Flynn. We don't know anything more than that. We know that they list McCabe as a witness in the investigation, not a subject, but it's the first time we've heard anything about this, and I think that's an important thing. Also today, the Senate Intelligence Security Chief pled guilty to lying about his contact with the media. So this leak fest that was going on, it's starting to be exposed little by little.
Yeah, we now have the entire puzzle framed in and we're filling in all the pieces, and it's pretty clear what happened.
So that was John Solomon, and this is, like I said, it's a big week that's coming up here. And John Solomon is somebody I really respect. He's in the Catherine Herridge kind of level. There's nothing he has been wrong on, and that's one of the first things I measure a journalist on. Okay, so now Sean Hannity is going to be talking to Carter Page. He was the one the FISA document, FISA warrant, was all about.
Carter, look, you're in the center of all this. We know that four FISA judges, the fraud was committed on them. The bulk of information was that phony dossier that even we know that Christopher Steele wouldn't stand by. Now you got Rod Rosenstein. He's refusing to testify under oath. You know, we can't get Glenn Simpson to testify under oath. We can't get the 302s, the Gang of Eight information, or the FISA applications that were all subpoenaed and supposed to be coming out. You're suing the DNC and who else?
Perkins Coie and a few of their partners. Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to imagine here, you're going to be a really wealthy guy. Because what they did to you, all your Fourth Amendment protections were stomped on. This isn't political even in any way, Carter.
Sean, but it's also, you know, it goes beyond any damages or any, you know, financial aspects. I mean, there has just been so many lies, as you're alluding to, and you look at the damage it did to our democratic systems and, you know, our institutions of government back in 2016, and I'm just trying to get some justice in terms of getting some disclosure. If you look at some of the prior dodgy dossier cases, like Mr. Gubarev, he's the one that actually got some of the biggest information out there that, you know, Senate Judiciary Committee and House Intelligence Committee have been basing a lot of things on in terms of their investigation.
You also yes. helped your government. You would debrief after traveling abroad freely with the intelligence community, FBI, CIA, and they haven't indicted you.
They never indicted him. That was the whole thing. This thing is so phony. So let me go to Pratt Vegas, and then we're going to get Jess Napolitano to talk about some irregularities of this lawsuit. Hey, Pratt Vegas.
Hey, I got a question for you.
You got it.
With all the hearings coming up with these guys pleading the fifth, what can be done to them legally wise?
There's nothing that they can do to them.
So no, they go out to whatever and then plead the fifth and then walk away?
Well, they can plead the fifth and then they can be subject to a grand jury. I mean, you're pleading the fifth. You're supposed to plead the fifth because you have some jeopardy, and that's why you can't put yourself in jeopardy. But if there's no jeopardy, then you can't really plead the fifth. You're just saying, I'm not going to testify, period. I'm not going to help you do your oversight job. But I think what's going to happen is I think he's going to get caught up in a much bigger picture of things, and he's going to get implicated that he's actually broken some laws. And I think he'd be in, as George Bush would say, deep doo-doo.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Pratt Vegas. Let's do this. Let me go to a break, and then I'm going to set this back up with Jess Napolitano talking about Carter Page and some other issues. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. We do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card for first-time callers tomorrow. Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing on Friday. Yes. Okay, so we're going to listen to Jess Napolitano now kind of weighing in on what Carter Page said last night.
This, as Carter Page, the former Trump campaign aide, targeted in a FISA warrant as a result of the dossier, files a lawsuit, defamation of character, against the DNC and the law firm that worked with Fusion GPS.
It goes beyond any damages or any, you know, financial aspects. I mean, there has just been so many lies. You look at the damage it did to our democratic systems and, you know, our institutions of government back in 2016. And I'm just trying to get some justice in terms of getting some disclosure.
Judge, you understand his emotion. You understand what's happened. Is he right to file the suit?
Well, yes and no. I understand his emotion. I understand he wants to expose the forces that attempted to bring him down. Now, those forces were and are in the federal government. But when he says, I'm not looking for damages, I'm just looking to get these guys, I'm just looking to have the American public realize what the government is like, that's a recipe to have the case dismissed because the courts don't exist for that purpose. Now, I read his complaint. It's very professionally drafted, but it's signed by him. So he doesn't have a lawyer. He's representing himself. Someone obviously helped him draft this because he checked all the boxes. He basically has accused, you'll like this word, the Democratic National Committee of racketeering.
Sure.
A technical phrase meaning if you've committed two or more crimes and received money as a result of those crimes, then the plaintiff, that's him, is entitled to three times what you received. But he just told Sean last night he's not interested in money. He's just interested in the facts that will come out as a result of the litigation.
So he kind of messed up on that one. Let's go to Janice. Janice, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. How about you today, Janice?
I'm doing good. I was just wanting to tell you about one of your sponsors, the Brubakers.
Yeah.
I have bought 12 cars from them in 9 years.
Wow.
So I'm their best customer.
Are you wrecking them? Or are you, what are you doing? Are you just...
No, I just get one about every year, sometimes two. But 4 months ago, I bought one day and another one the next day.
Man, you're making the Brubakers happy. I hope you go in and mention that you're a Dan Moore Show listener.
Huh?
I hope you mention to them that you're a Dan Moore Show listener.
Oh, they all know me out there.
That is great, Janice.
But I was just wanting to tell you also, I've been around a pretty long time, and my father built Father Purcell's hospital out there at St. Jude on Fairview Avenue.
Yeah.
And he built the Southern Bypass. He built Hank Williams' grave. And so he worked for Hart Real Estate for years. Then he worked for Forma and Flynn.
Yep, Hart Real Estate, that's which is the Hart House at his own Perry Street, gives you kind
and
of a feel.
The office.
It gives you kind of a feel of what the Hart family was like. That was an absolutely gorgeous home.
Right. And we lived on Sarah Street at the time. And I went to, when Folsom was governor, I would go over there and play with, I went to first and second grade with Rachel and Cornelius.
Oh, really?
So I was just wanting, the main thing I was wanting to do, tell you how many cars I had bought from Brubaker.
Well, I tell you what, you make Dick Brubaker and Don Wicker the happy campers.
Well, they're good cars, and so they don't last me long, but they last most people long.
You run through them pretty fast, huh, Janice?
Yes, and I would like to be in on Sweet Creek Farm.
You got it, Janice. Give me your month and day of birth.
May 24th.
Janice, you've got it. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, I've been wanting to call you, but I never could catch your right number. So finally today, I recognized it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Well, that's a paycheck there. Let's keep on going with Justin Napolitano talking about the FISA application.
Interested in restoring his reputation.
Yes.
Clearing
his
name.
He's wrecked.
Yes, yes. Look, part of this goes back to the president's order not too long ago to reveal publicly what was given to the FISA court. And then the president was lobbied by Israeli intelligence
and British
intelligence.
And Australian, maybe.
Who must have had the fingerprints on this somehow, somewhere. And he changed his mind. Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas says he's not only seen the applications made to the FISA court, he's seen what was held back from the FISA court, and he's itching to get both sets of documents revealed so that the public can form their own judgment of how the FBI mistreated candidate Donald Trump.
I really hope this stuff gets out here because it really needs to get in the public domain. Since we have such little time left here, let me go to Cherokee Nation. This is a member of Congress talking about the Elizabeth Warren DNA test.
Elizabeth Warren's DNA test backfiring. Moments ago, President Trump tweeted this. Now that her claims of being Indian heritage have turned out to be a scam and a lie, Elizabeth Warren should apologize for perpetrating this fraud against the American public. Harvard called her a, quote, person of color, amazing con, and would not have taken her otherwise.
The Cherokee Nation is now accusing her of using them as a political prop. And here with more is GOP Congressman and member of the Cherokee Nation, Mark Wayne Mullen. Are you offended by her using her alleged Native American heritage to try to win elections?
I don't know if I would say offended, but it is extremely disappointing. I mean, when she's out there claiming that she's Native American just because she's from Oklahoma, look, there was a 2014 study, a scientific study, and they said that average European American walking around is 0.18% Native American. She's half of that. So the idea that she continues to double down on this lie is the most disgusting thing to me. It's the fact that she's in the public eye and she continues to use this. And what she was trying to do was put this to bed so she could run against President Trump in 2020. And yeah. It is backfiring on her. And I'm glad to see it, because what she needs to do is come out and apologize to all of us.
So that's a member of Congress. Now, he's going to lay out a little bit stronger of a case. And I think we can fit this in here.
There is no real tribal affiliation, though, and that really bugs you.
No, it does. The idea that she's trying to claim to be Cherokee, for one, and look, and every time she's told a story, we came out and actually proved that she's that story's not even true. And instead of her coming out and apologizing to the American people and saying she's misspoken like any true leader would, mm-hmm. what she ends up doing is just doubling down on this. And at this point, it's got to the point where it's being disgusted, or it's disgusting to me and to the rest of Native Americans, especially those of us inside Cherokee Nation. And it's not, you know, we're not trying to play politics here either. The facts are what they are. My family literally still live. I drove in this morning an hour and a half to get to the studio where my family literally stopped walking on the volunteer walk, and I use that as a loosely term. I still live on the Indian allotment land that my family has, and so the heritage runs deep in my family. For her, they're just stories. They're just stories that she's trying to get publicity off of, or she was trying to get sympathy off of, or maybe it's when she was trying to get a job at Harvard. I don't know, but the lies went far enough, and it's time for her to apologize to the American people and all Native Americans.
That guy's pretty strong. By the way, the stock market is up 529 points on the tickoff. It did basically a 100-point blast that started about 18 minutes ago. So it'll be interesting to see what the roll-off is. It's past a very critical area that it just broke today. So hopefully we're going to be in the clear. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.